Welcome to How We Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode where we get to be a little bit looser and a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode. This week's bonus episode is sponsored by Primark or Pennies, and the arrival of autumn fashion at Pennies has us dying for the season.
I'm ready for autumn.
I like the fashion, but the weather.
Everything about it.
Weather is my one thing.
I'm really, really ready for it. Whether you're channeling an Ivy League aesthetic or embracing the modern preppy look, you can now shop a range of autumn essentials in store.
Cozy up with varsity jumpers, check dresses, the perfect fitting jeans, and refresh your wardrobe with autumnal accessories and layering pieces.
I just can't wait to wear turtleneck jumpers.
Oh yeah, Dano loves
them. Oh yeah.
Yeah, he'll be loving
them. I'm really, really ready for this now. Yeah. Pennies always have fat and blazers, and like, I think I like layering things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's my safe way of dressing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like...
And some on.
Yeah.
Top.
I like layering things. Yeah. Scarves and like, love a trench coat.
Yeah.
Love a trench.
I need to get a good one.
Yeah.
For this season.
Pennies will have it all. Head to Pennies today to discover your autumn wardrobe staples.
Rant of the week. We get to give out about something that's happened to us recently, something we're annoyed about, something that makes no sense, a first world problem, and anything really.
We get to be moany bitches.
We get to be, yeah. We just get to be...
Cranks.
Cranks.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get to be like old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We had a suggestion from a listener.
Oh.
And I'm going to do it as mine.
Okay.
But also, I don't know, can I do, because I do it.
Oh. Maybe you can rant about yourself.
Yeah. Is people watching videos without headphones in public spaces. Oh. Drives me mad when I hear the same snippets of songs off TikTok while I'm on the bus. See, it depends what they're listening to. I don't mind hearing TikToks. But if they're playing music out loud, that irks me. Like songs, full on songs.
Do you ever accidentally play a song? I do it. Like if my phone's plugged in the car and then I get out of the car, and then like if your phone's locked but you're on the way, you can still press play.
Oh, you still press play, yeah, yeah.
Just casually strolling down the road with a song playing.
Like,
oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't mind people watching videos without headphones, but like read the room. Like,
yeah. If it's dead silent and you're like blasting a song, I wouldn't.
My sister watches her phone so loud.
Yeah, I feel like I'm quite conscious of how loud my phone is.
Yeah,
I am.
Yeah, I'd always be like turning it down or trying to match. Yeah. If you're lying there or sitting there with someone and they're on their phone too, trying to match the level.
Match the volume, yeah, read the room.
Yeah, just so it's not the loudest one that you can hear.
Yeah, true. Mm. Yeah, I had a girl actually, I was on a plane years ago and actually 2 years ago and I was watching videos behind her. We hadn't even took off yet and she turned around and goes, do you have headphones? And I was like, I was real naive. I was like, I thought she wanted mine or something. I was like, yeah, I do, yeah. Like if she, see if she, I thought she wanted to borrow them.
She was saying it in a way like
cheeky, yeah, yeah.
Put on your headphones.
Yeah, like, yeah. And even took off. Yeah, I was like, relax.
Just see those TikToks of people and they have got their like AirPods in or their earphones and people are still giving out being like, I can hear that through your earphones.
I think, yes, some people are really, really irked by it. It's like when people eat. I don't mind the noise people eat.
Love people eating.
As long as they're not like, actually, no, I don't
watch. Oh my God, no. I will search that on TikTok and watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See people like eating a crab leg and all, all the juice.
See that, but then I'm like, am I annoying because I don't care about the noise of eating, so I'm not conscious of it?
I'm not conscious of how
I'm like, Sean Phipsy, so it's about me for my eating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He'd be like, you're like,
I'm not conscious of it at all.
Because I don't care of other people, so I'm like,
but people have said it to me, definitely, the noise of your jaw.
Yeah.
Sorry guys, if TMJ, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a medical condition.
Yeah, it's medical. Fuck off.
So, yeah. I feel like on a bus, it's tough because you're there for a while with them.
I'd just never be that person to do that out loud. I'd be scared. I'm watching quietly. The only thing that would come into my head is, are people judging me for what I'm watching? Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd rather like hold up to my ear. I wouldn't even be like embarrassed of how loud it is. I'd be like, oh my God, they're judging what I'm watching.
Really?
Yeah.
How would they know though?
Like if they heard it or saw it or something.
Yeah.
They'd be like, what is she watching?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Not that it'd be acting weird.
Yeah,
but like,
I get that. I do get that rant in certain things. It was kind of like my rant of the guy on FaceTime at dinner.
Yes.
Shouting.
Read the room. That's all.
Know when.
Yeah.
And just stop now. Thanks.
I have two rants for this week.
Right.
Queue skippers.
Yeah.
Don't.
Don't.
And I love being like,
I done it at EP.
Yeah, it's queue. Queue back there. No.
Then when they still disregard it, that's what I get.
Yep.
Don't get between me and my food.
No. Queue skippers and people who put you under time pressure because my dad did to me off the weekend. It really pissed me off.
Oh, then what?
We were going out to Britis and I was like, right, I want to leave at 11. We didn't leave at 11 because we were still eating breakfast then. But like, he's one of these and it's the worst thing. My dad's like a dog with a bone. That's what we say to him. If we say one thing to him.
He clings on to that.
Oh my God.
That's the time. Like, years ago now.
Like, he sits in the car. Oh, yeah, and you're upstairs still getting ready and you know he's sitting in the car.
Oh, that would have stressed me.
Oh, and I think I had to, I think I was recording a story or something. I still had to do something else. And I was like, "Mom, is he sitting in the car?" And she's like, "Yep." I said, oh,
no.
He
was ready to go. Shoes on.
Yeah, he would sit in the car and he'd drive the car out onto the road and like, come on.
And the engine on.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's my own fault because if I say a time and he's like, okay, well then I'll be ready for that
time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know I'm not going to be ready for that
time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah. Like your aim in your head.
Yeah, people who put you under time pressure when it's not needed. Yeah. Like, okay, if you're going to an appointment or you do have a deadline or something like that, but like,
yeah, I just think everyone needs to chill.
Wouldn't necessarily put me under time pressure.
Yeah.
He did it the day before going to the pub.
The same thing.
Yeah, I said 5 and it was 5:30 when we left. And he was like, are you for real? Like, you said it's 5 o'clock. Okay. I was like,
oh. My family's as slow as me. Like, we're all just slow. If we could ever go somewhere, it's going to be an hour later. Like,
is it?
So bad.
Oh.
I just feel like, I think that's why I'm so, like, do be chill about times because they have always
Me and time management are not great friends.
Oops. The airport, I literally showed up.
Yeah, you're mad.
I left my house 55 minutes before my gate closed.
Crazy.
When I gave my bag to the girl at the check-in, she was like, your gate starts boarding in 7 minutes. I hadn't even gone through security yet.
No, you're a crazy bitch.
I love it.
No, that was semi over that one the edge.
I was cutting it fine with that. The second one.
Okay.
Yeah, because I check a bag on. The first time I didn't, it wasn't as bad. Because I know Dublin Airport so well now, I know.
You're just like, oh, it's grand.
But like, I get through. I'd never account for any like problems that could happen. In like,
bag stopping, well, a queue being long.
Both times. Oh. I stopped both times, yeah. Queues being longer or like, I don't know, machines being broken. Anything could happen.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Yeah.
I live for the thrill.
I love the thrill.
If you agree with either a rant that you have your own or anything that has annoyed you this week, let us know at homewaredrinkergotloudnow.com. That's our email address. And you can follow us on Instagram as well at homewaredrinkpod and give your input on any dilemmas and stuff that come up or any topic ideas that we need for episodes or like content for episodes as well, like our worst dates one. If I Was You is where we get to give you some raw and honest advice about what to do if we were you. We can't sit on the fence and give you maybes or ifs or buts. We have to tell you exactly what we do in your shoes. So we're putting ourselves in the shoes of the listener. These are all sent into our email address. It's homewaredrink@goloudnow.com. It's the only way we take in suggestions for the segment. Not through DMs. We always keep them anonymous as well. So if you're sending them in, don't worry. Hi girls. I've been thinking about sharing this dilemma for a while. I'm a 26-year-old full-time work professional. I've had major problems with my mental health over the past 2 or 3 years. I haven't had any friends for some time now. All of my old friends live abroad and have stopped contacting me a long time ago after I went through a bad breakup and I felt they didn't want me in their lives anymore. Perhaps I was difficult to be around at the time, but I was sick and really, really struggling. Although I've tried my best to find a boyfriend and new friends, I just haven't had any luck whatsoever. I have bad social anxiety and just want to be alone most of the time. I find it embarrassing when I'm on dating apps, etc. and people ask me about friends. Realistically, who's going to want to be with someone who has no friends? Surely that's a red flag. I feel sad that my previous friendships have ended, but I don't think I could re-enter them as I had no friends by my side when I was at rock bottom. I feel really let down. I'm afraid of being rejected by friends again. I suppose I would just like some advice on how best to make friends as a 26-year-old. It's also worth noting that I don't drink anymore, so this is added to the lack of socialising. Also, do you think I should try and forget about finding a partner until I can make friends? I've been on a lot of dates, none have worked out, and I end up being very disappointed time after time again. I try and keep myself busy and look after myself, but deep down, I know I'm very lonely. Thanks, girls.
Oh, God.
Oh, that breaks my heart.
That's so sad.
It's so sad.
I think don't even worry about right now making friends or a boyfriend. Just completely focus on you and completely make yourself, look after yourself so well that you give yourself the chance to be the best version of you possible.
Yeah.
And it's only then when you are, I think, the best version of yourself, you attract that into your life.
Yeah. That is very true.
So true. Like how you honestly feel about yourself and like what you put out into the universe and stuff, you're attracting that back into you.
Straight back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
So I don't think, don't put yourself under any pressure to look for friends or a boyfriend or any of that. That will all come naturally once you know you're at your very best.
True. Very true.
And I don't think like being on your own is necessarily a really bad thing. I'd be a bit of I love my own company. Love being on my own. Like, I can see how it can get a bit kind of like, Jesus, she's a recluse. Like,
yeah.
What did Emma call me one night?
A hermit or something.
Boo Radley. What's that up again?
Fucking, is that the Mockingbird?
It's kind of Mockingbird.
Is it? Yeah.
Boo Radley. She called me one night. She's like, you love being on your own, don't you? I was like, yeah. I love it. But I don't think it's necessarily looked like, it shouldn't be looked at as being a bad thing. But I think it's then when, if you start to get, like, I know I love my own company, but I don't feel lonely.
Yeah, but it's different when you know there's people there, but you're choosing to be alone rather than you're getting
you're alone because there is no one there.
Because there is no one there. I think finding a partner, I don't know if you should focus on, if you're going to focus on one, I'd focus on friends first.
Definitely.
Because I feel like if you have a partner, this is just like prevention if something was to happen, but like if you have a partner and you're relying on them and you only have them, if something was to go wrong with them,
yeah,
or if they were like maybe not a nice person, like you might still end up staying, or like
who can you turn to then?
Yeah, or like you've no one to ask for advice if, I don't know, they became toxic or like mean or something. Do you know, I think like if I'd recommend one thing to have, if I could pick one for this girl, I'd say
friends.
Yeah. And I know you feel let down by your other friends and stuff and you don't know if you could look at them the same, but there's actually the Bumble app for friends.
True.
You could find new friends through that way. And like there's definitely people who don't want to drink. There's like, we always say there's different clubs like the Gals Gone Wild.
Yep.
You meet girls that go by themselves that want to make friends.
Clodagh Scanlan,
Yeah. Always has events on. Dev does as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And
everything's so wholesome now. I'm quite, really like on one hand, wholesome. I hate social media for what it kind of is at the minute. But then on the other hand, I really do feel like,
yeah,
it's really turned into looking after yourself and like,
yeah,
all those clubs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like there is so much out there.
I agree.
To help do stuff like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also think if you're only focused on having a boyfriend as well, it's going to be 10 times harder than to make friends after you have him. Like you said, you'll end up being reliant on him. He could end up resenting you because you're so reliant on him as well.
True.
And also I've done it myself. You'll be in that honeymoon, buzzy stage of having a fella that the last thing on your mind will be to leave him and go off with your friends kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I definitely think friends
as a priority.
Yeah.
Friends is different to a fella. Relationship. Friendship won't end unless obviously something bad was to happen. But like a relationship can end for lots of different reasons. So I would think find something that you like doing, even if it's like a run club or something, and look into it and do like a friendship event, a Bumble friends if you want to text instead of meeting up, because it's quite daunting to go somewhere by yourself.
Yeah. Yoga, beach things.
Coffee mornings. Yeah, because I just don't think it's healthy to feel lonely.
No, it's so,
even if it's not, even if you don't make long-term friends out of them, you're going, you're chatting to people, you're socialising. Like, I just think that's so healthy. I feel like it's actually bad for your body
to
feel lonely.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually like not, it's just not a good feeling
for
anyone.
I'm only thinking now, I'm absolutely after contradicting the life out of myself there. Because remember that clip of me crying when you were reading out my thing? I wrote in that saying, I'm surrounded by people.
But I feel really
lonely inside.
Yeah.
But I know that there was people there for me.
Yeah.
But in her case, she feels like she doesn't have anyone.
So I think putting yourself out there, whether it is Bumble friends, whether it is clubs, don't worry about relationship for now. That'll come when you're feeling better in yourself. But I think if you're feeling lonely now, I think loneliness will attract, you'll end up getting someone who, or settling for someone you don't really even like.
Someone who can feed off your loneliness. Because that's scary.
That's scary. And like, that's the one person you have. And like, they just mightn't even be for you, but it's because you're lonely, you'll end up sticking
with that. You'll take anything.
You'll take it, exactly. You'll settle.
Mm.
So I think finding your friends first, whether there's a friend in your old group that you want to reconnect with, and like chat out with, and maybe tell them how you feel, tell them you felt deserted, or like they weren't there for you, and chat about that, because things can be fixed.
Yeah.
I think as long as they're not, there's things obviously you can't forgive, but I think that it's worth a shot as well. Maybe find that
to rekindle with them.
I think so too.
Definitely.
Yeah. You can send your dilemma, first world problem, or rant into homeydrink@goloudnow.com, which is our email address. Any dilemma you have at all in your life, let us know. New episodes, Home I Drink Extra Juice, come out on Monday, and our main episodes are out on Wednesday. Thank you to Penny for sponsoring the episode.
Thank you so much.
We love you. And we love the new collections. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to check out the collection of autumn essentials available in your nearest Penny's or Primark store now.
Make sure to like, rate, and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you are listening to on this now. Follow us on Instagram as well. Is that all from us, chick?
That's bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Talk soon.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.